presentation is going to be by John Ellen. And so he's a strategic communications consultant with an interest in healthcare and education. So
at the end of the presentation,
at the end of the
presentation.
The R4 presentation is in this title.
Okay. Is this? So John's going to be talking to us on finance and other empowerment strategies to promote entrepreneurship in underprivileged youth.
And we'll have a general discussion. Coffee break.
Well, good morning. I'm the last person between the group and a group discussion, so I won't take too much time. I come to you, in a sense, as Convergence myself. I'm a communications consultant with experience in disease management and project management, with a lot of experience working with not-for-profit organizations. And so I'm going to share my perspectives with you about Youth Employment Services, which is a local Montreal group that helps young people, very broadly defined young people, what we would apply. Under 55 is how we're defining it these days. We help young people start businesses, get jobs, and we have three programs, an entrepreneurship program, a job search program, and a program for artists, which provides the ancillary skills to the art itself in order to find to start businesses. In a sense, I deconstructed what we do at Youth Employment Services to talk to you about it in these terms. And so I'm speaking for myself rather than for Youth Employment Services, which is why my template is not a youth employment template. If we look at the causes of the opportunity gap in entrepreneurship, I've defined those as four. Poor access to opportunities and support. Now, that came at the very genesis of Youth Employment Services, because we began by looking at the issue of English-speaking people in Montreal and the lack of access they had to support for starting businesses and for finding employment. And in fact, our universities and colleges are very poor at helping students to develop those skills prior to graduation. A poor assessment falls into probably two branches. The self-assessment of, do I have a business that is viable? And secondly, is the market there for that kind of business? Thirdly, poor action planning. This falls into all the personal plans, business plans, and other action plans that are necessary to start a business. And, of course, poor implementation, which is going to is where the rubber meets the road. So how do we work at closing the opportunity gap? Well, first, it's access to support, and our support falls into a number of different categories. We have a coaching program, which is a full-time individual who is available, you know, with office hours to meet with anyone at any stage of their business. Mentoring is a program which is also very extensive in our program, and that matches an entrepreneur with somebody at a slightly further stage of development than the mentee is. Our experience has shown that you really don't want to be mentored with somebody if you're 25, somebody who's 55 who tells you all about their 30 years of experience and success. What you really want to know is, what's it like for the guy 3 years down the road who is dealing with the nuts and bolts of his operation within foreseeable sight of your own. Then we offer skills and knowledge acquisitions through seminars, through workshops, through one-day programs that try to assess what skills business people need and try to provide at very least an entree into those skills. A resource network, which means we help people search for the support that they need. Networking opportunities are obvious. People want to meet people who are doing similar things, facing similar challenges, albeit at perhaps different stages in their development. And lastly, and probably most importantly, is the cheerleading and empowerment. The you can do it, we can help approach that is, I think, so important in successful entrepreneurship. I won't decode for you, but you know, I think the essential question is always, where am I? Where am I going? And then how am I going to get there? Action planning, again, I think you can imagine how those fit in, and implementation. You know, I think this is true of any program. You have to measure. You have to establish where you are in a meaningful metric. You have to provide feedback to people. You have to make sure that they're taking their learning and putting it into practice, and you've got to provide them with reminders along the way. That's what we try to do. What we're trying to do is to create success in communities, but we are dealing with each case individually, and I think that's a theme that's come out this morning quite well. The truth happens in doors and doorways, which is something that I have learned in my experience. It has to do with measurement. I stole that from Alan Alda's latest book, slightly variations to it. But if you have to assess it at any gate, whether you're right or ready to go to the next gate. And that assessment is the truth that allows you to progress or not. And hope and confidence have enormous power. I think one of the prime functions that we have as an organization is creating hope for people and a sense of empowerment that they can achieve what they set out to. That's the extent of my presentation. Thank you.
So thank you, John, for a very concise, precise, nice way to end this morning session. Thank you very much. So